Howdy, everyone. This is Paul, the Redneck Thinker. I hope that you had a chance to work on your life goals today. I hope you have life goals. And if you do, working on them, even if you have some failures in the process, working on them is very necessary. So, I hope you were able to do that today. I'm working on a project, one of my goals, and this year it's going to be a very slow goal. I'm working on a project in which I want to get every Republican who is running for Congress to answer 7 questions. I got a response back today from one of the people that I asked these questions of. He didn't answer everything, but he did answer some of it. And what he did answer, pretty good answer. And I'm going to be putting it out as an article. You'll be able to see it at the Ramblings of Paul Shannon on Facebook when I put it out later tonight. I'm going to also see if I can get some of the other people to answer. But I don't have that big of a name. I really don't. I probably got an email back, not with the answers, but an email back from about 10% so far of the people who made that have won their primary. And of that 10%, I've only got one person to answer me so far that with answers. But I'm not surprised because I don't have that big of a name recognition right now. It's going to take you guys. Seriously, it's going to take you guys. I need you to help me build up an audience for the serious issues. There are so many serious issues that basically the way to describe what's going on right now in this country is that, yes, we have all these nice, fancy technologies that we have at our fingertips. But ladies and gentlemen, our house is built on sand. I wrote 2 articles. If you haven't read them, if you're not coming from either MeWe or Facebook, I have a Facebook page. It's called The Ramblings of Paul Shannon. I'm going to have in the description of this, I'm going to have a link to it. Ladies and gentlemen, I had 2 engineers that talked about the article that I wrote, and both of them said that what I had written, let's see here, so related issue, guy posted a video, what is a blackout start of the power grid? Oh, what is a black start of the power grid? Okay, this stuff is more complicated than most people realize. A total loss of the grid, as Paul Shannon highlights, is a serious issue that most people are not prepared for, and it is an issue that some people are actively working to create. This guy's a civil engineer. Let me see if I can, I'm not sure where the other engineer's response is, but I had 2 engineers that responded that I was right in my article about how bad the power grid is. I was like, holy cow, I'm not an engineer. I see this. I have basic math and science skills, but I am not an engineer. I don't understand all the issues. It's that complex. As somebody who adores physics, I read for my light reading. I read up on physics, chemistry, biochemistry. I try to understand everything. But I'm still, I don't have a degree in that stuff. That's how bad it is. We have, like I said, a house built on sand. We need to start fixing the problems that are happening. It's going to take you and me, ladies and gentlemen, and it's going to take us electing the right people into Congress. My personal opinion is that we don't have enough Ron Pauls in Congress. We don't have enough people who have the ability to understand multiple topics like Ron Paul. Now, I've said it before. I disagree with Ron Paul on several things. He is not the end-all be-all, in my opinion. But he's the best example of somebody who can take a look at multiple issues and be able to understand what's going on and apply that knowledge to solutions. Congress is supposed to have solutions. They're supposed to come up with solutions. Now, here's the thing. We need members of Congress that understand that those solutions are not necessarily government derived. They need to understand that they need to make laws that get the government out of the way. Seriously, there are a lot of solutions out there that could be made better by government just getting out of the way of the people that know what they're doing. Okay, so they might need a little help here and there, but take a look at Elon Musk. Love him, hate him, whatever. The man comes up with solutions. A private space program? Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that's a good thing. That means that we've got science still advancing when it comes to space that is not dealing with NASA. Yes, NASA built a firm foundation. But because government was involved and people's opinions were involved, we started getting away from it. Instead, we've got these people that are sitting there whining about Bezos, who I don't like. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a fan of Jeff Bezos. Bezos? Not 100% sure of how to pronounce his name. I've heard it a couple of different ways. I don't like Amazon for various reasons. Amazon, as a concept, good idea. Amazon, as in how it's being done, not such a good idea, in my opinion. But Jeff Bezos has sent people up into space who are not astronauts, who privately paid. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? That's a good thing. Oh, so they had to pay a lot of money to do it. But if we continue that, the prices come down. That is capitalism. That is actual capitalism. But no, people were complaining about him sending the people up in space. That money could have been spent to help people. Ladies and gentlemen, it was being spent to help people. Us developing the technologies that we need to actually work in space actually help us down here. That's a serious issue that people need to understand. You may not understand all of it, but it's a serious issue, and we need members of Congress that understand that it's a serious issue, not members of Congress who get up there and think that islands are going to tip over, that don't understand the difference between needed medical care and what is it? You'll have to pardon me for a second. It's the difference between needed medical care and birth control. Because that's what abortion is. Yes, there are times that abortion is necessary medical care. It's rare. They did a study on this. And I'm going to have to find the study one of these days for you. But they did a study. The cases of necessary medical care versus birth control medical care. It's like necessary medical care abortions were at like 0.7%, 1%, something low. It was something hilariously low compared to birth control abortion. Birth control abortion, I am against. You need to learn how not to have sex, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I said gentlemen in there. Men, you're just as responsible as the women. If you can't control yourselves, if you aren't going to do what is necessary, don't. And women, same thing. It's a man and woman issue. Not just a woman issue. Birth control abortions are bad. If you are at that point that you can't control yourselves, you've got a problem, and it's not that child's fault. But rape, incest, medical conditions, only like 1% or less actually need those. Those are an extreme case. Now, we need people that are in Congress that when they make laws, and also state legislatures, when they make laws, they understand that, yes, we still need the medical care abortion. It's rare, but that still needs to be legal. When a woman has a miscarriage, in medical terms, that's considered an abortion. We need members that are writing laws. We need people that are writing laws that understand that even though that's listed as an abortion, it is not something to convict a woman over. You're taking a person's grief and making it worse. And yes, that has happened. We need people that understand that we have all this technology, but that technology is built with components that have to be mined out of the earth, and that currently the U.S. has allowed China to become king of the mountain when it comes to rare earth. That's the name of the stuff. We need members of Congress that understand that we need to get back to the point that we are reliant on ourselves, not a totalitarian government. There is no reason why we are relying on China for so much. Not just rare earths. Not just rare earths. We were relying on them for penicillin. Now, I'm allergic to penicillin, so I have had to find other antibiotics in my life. And I have done a pretty good job of it, and I communicate that with my doctors pretty well. But ladies and gentlemen, penicillin is one of the basis of our modern medicine. It's a basic treatment. But because it wasn't making enough money, they sent the manufacturing of that overseas. Who in their right mind would do that? Oh, but you want to know what? The people that did that probably have a business degree or an MBA, which is a business degree, just a higher business degree, and those are the folks that probably sent it. Okay, if you have a business degree and are using it for something practical, cool. But most of these companies are ran by people with business degrees who don't actually know what they're doing. They're using their college education to make a basis for what they are doing, and they're making the wrong decision every time. The basics of our medical care should be made here in the United States. I've already got a problem with Big Pharma as is, but the penicillin issue, I've written about. The penicillin issue is idiotic. It's a serious issue, and it takes a serious person to be in Congress who isn't going on, RICO isn't a crime. We need to stop electing people that don't understand the basics. Okay, so they don't understand everything right now. But ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, there are people in Congress who have the brain capacity to be able to do that. There are people that are running for office that have the brain capacity to be able to do the necessary research. And they also understand how to get the right people in the right places to help them, because they have AIDS. We are tired. I know you are. I am. We are tired of the constant idiocracy that is being created. But ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, part of it is that we're voting for people to get into office that aren't serious people. They're Ken dolls. They're Barbie dolls. They have no clue what in the world that they are doing. Seriously, they don't understand what they're doing. They don't have the brain capacity to be able to understand the serious issues. I don't care what degree they have in college. You can listen to them for a few minutes, and all they do is change what is being talked about when a serious question is answered or is asked of them, because they don't have the brain capacity to actually answer real questions. We need those people out of office. Period. And no, I am not talking about violence. I am talking about voting. Yes, our voting system is broken, but we can fix that. We can fix that. Everything can be done by us working together to fix the problems. And so I have started this project in which I am trying to get people to realize that this is a serious job that they are going to do. And I want that the people, the voters, I want the voters to realize that there is a chance to get these serious people in office that may not understand all the issues right now, but have the brain capacity to be able to fix the issues. Even if that issue, or even if that fix, means government gets out of the way of the people who are smart enough to make the fix. Remember that. Talk to the people that are running in your district. Find out whether they understand the difference between government being necessary or a law being passed which gets government out of the way to make the solution better. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we don't have that right now. We have a bunch of folks in office. There are a few. I will agree that there are a few members of Congress that understand the issues. But for the most part, we don't have that. We have people that are in the House of Representatives that are making everything worse because, one, they don't understand what's going on, and two, they're really not the right person to represent you, me, or anybody else. They got in there because they won the primary. They looked slick. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have to stop allowing the people that look slick and sound slick from having the power, and we need to get to the point that we have people in positions of power that actually deserve to have positions of power because they understand that you and I are the people they represent, not the major companies, not the special interest groups. Single voters are not special interest groups. You and I have to stand up for ourselves because, ladies and gentlemen, right now we haven't got a government that is listening to us or is representing us. And that's what my project's for. I'm trying to find people that understand that there are bigger issues and that they need to address the bigger issues. And I'm getting tired of the fact that we don't have those people in office. Now, are there other things that I could have asked them? Yes. But I asked them 7 questions. Even if I don't get answers on all the questions, just the fact that they're able to answer some of them is a good thing. Believe me. So, ladies and gentlemen, here's what we need to do. We need to get together as a nation and start demanding of our members of Congress, of our presidents, of our governors, of our legislatures, serious people who understand that we can no longer allow stupidity to be the rule. Okay, every now and then you're going to have people that slip through the cracks. We all understand that. Everybody knows that you're going to have that one person that's going to, they're going to look good in so many ways. They're going to come across that they are serious people. And they get in office and you're just sitting there going, why did this person get past me? It happens. It really does. It happens. But guess what? If they're a representative, they can be voted out in 2 years. If they're a senator, yes, it's going to take 6 years, but they can get voted out. Presidents, governors, 4 years. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to make changes in this country, and we need to keep working on it. We need to get rid of those people that don't understand the basics of what life is here in the United States, and we need to get rid of those people that don't have the brain capacity to understand the more complex issues. You may not agree with me on everything, but guess what? That's why I want you talking to me. Go to Ramblings, The Ramblings of Paul Shannon on Facebook. Tell me what you want to see about. Now, I will tell you this. There are other people covering issues dealing with skin color. I am not, nor will I ever be, an expert on anything about skin color. I treat everybody the same. I consider everybody the same, no matter what their skin color is. I'm also not going to deal with LGBT issues. I'm really not. It's not something that there are enough people that are discussing that issue. I have my opinions. There are a lot of people that probably don't agree with me on those issues. if you're listening to me right now, you probably do agree with me on some of those, but there are probably a lot of people who don't understand. But we need to get together on the serious issues. We need to put members of Congress, members of the state legislature, we need governors, presidents that understand there are serious issues. And we also need members of Congress, members of state legislatures, and governors, and presidents that understand that sometimes the best solution is for government to get out of the way of the serious people. We don't have any of that right now, and I'm going to keep saying that, but we can. We really can. The power grid is a serious issue. The Biden administration, their most recent fix to the power grid issue was to award several hundred million to folks to come up with solutions to fixing the power grid. Honestly, most of the solutions, the high-tech solutions, we're already doing those things. We have machinery that is actually already doing all of that. So why are we paying somebody to add a coat of paint on the wheel? That's all they were doing. They're adding a coat of paint to the wheel with some of the technology that they're getting tax dollars to create. It's just a coat of paint. Congress a few years ago passed an infrastructure bill that was supposed to help everything. It didn't address any of the issues. Okay, it might have addressed like a tenth of the issues. It didn't really do much. It just spent a lot of money to make Democrat donors happy. That's all it did. Probably helped keep union jobs. I want to see real laws passed. Number one, the first thing I want to see is members of Congress making laws that get rid of that start clearing out all of the deadwood laws, all of the stuff that is more spending money for political gain than it is real gain. Get rid of the branches of the government that do nothing but help special interest instead of helping everybody. Yes, I do believe that we still need a civil rights division for the Department of Justice. No other branch of government needs a civil rights division. No other branch of government needs DEI. We need the civil rights division because, unfortunately, there are still morons, most of them vote Democrat, that have hate in their heart. And the Republicans keep getting blamed for this. But here's the thing. They aren't. These folks still follow the Democrat way of doing things. They're Democrats at heart. The problem is that the Democrats said, hey, we've got a way to infiltrate these folks into the Republican Party because they're the big tent party and they take multiple ideas. Okay, that's not a bad thing that the Republicans are able to take several ideas and work together with it, unlike the Democrat Party. But it caused all kinds of problems. Here's another problem that we have. We have what should be a viable third party that can help with solutions that is not a viable third party, which is the Libertarian Party. Libertarian Party sounds good on paper. In reality, it's idiotic. if you're libertarian, you can disagree with me and we can discuss that. But from what I have seen, the Libertarian Party doesn't actually get much done. Does a lot of talking. Has reason. The best thing to come out of Libertarian Party is Reason Magazine. I don't agree with it. I agree with it about half the time. I agree with the channel about half the time. But that's the best thing that's come out of the Libertarian Party. Lord knows they haven't got that many politicians actually elected because they're not a serious party. A serious party could get far more people elected, but they don't. They raise money, and then when you actually talk to the national party side of it, it's a joke. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for me to end my show. I would love to hear from you. For that matter, I want you to help me build my community. I seriously need some help in building my community. Whether it's going on Ramblings, the Ramblings of Paul Shannon, THE Ramblings of Paul Shannon, or, and my last name is spelled S-H-A-N-N-O-N. If you're from Pittsburgh and you're of a certain generation, yes, I'm well aware, ladies and gentlemen, that there is a Paul Shannon who did the morning show there. I've been to Pittsburgh. I've heard some of the stories. I also have a Patreon. My Patreon is Freedom VN. Freedom Victor November. I ask for your help so that we can get to a point that we can get serious issues addressed, or we can keep pushing the serious issues so we can drown out the voices that are too busy trying to go with the Pop-Tart issues. Yes, pop culture is cool and all. I love my college football. I love my old science fiction. Babylon 5, Stargate, Star Trek, the original Star Trek, Star Wars, all of that. I love Buck Rogers in the 25th century. Oh, I had a crush on Aaron Gray growing up. I love my pop culture. But guess what? Pop culture does not need to bleed into politics. So if you would like to help me, either as somebody that participates in just discussing with me what I need to do next, or if you would actually like to help me financially, please do so. The links will be in the description of the video. Have a good day.